this week would have been Leonard Bernstein's 98th birthday. And that's meaningful to me because growing up, we were close to his family, and he musically was a hero of mine, remains actually a hero of mine. He was, of course, a cherished member of the Boston Symphony family and inextricably bound up in the history of Tanglewood, but not just in Lenny's music, but in music specifically that he wrote for the movies. So this to me continues to be astonishing, because On the Waterfront is an extraordinary creation. And we know that Lenny had obviously a perfect theatrical touch. You know, if you're looking at Fancy Free, West Side Story, Candide, On the Town, these are really great scores for the theater, and he had that touch. But he'd never written for the movies, and writing for the movies is a completely different thing, as I'm sure John Williams would be able to say far more eloquently than I. And Lenny had no experience, and he wrote about that. He went out there, and he didn't quite know what was going to happen, and he got it completely right. I mean, it's, first of all, from a symphonic point of view, it's wonderful music. But in terms of adding to the narrative and understanding the points of stress in the movie that required more underlining in terms of a visual effect or in terms of the advancing the storyline, it's uncanny how he got it right. And it's beautiful. I mean, it's really well written, and it combines both an incredibly rhythmic drive and this soaring, aching, expressive melody, which is really sort of part and parcel of Lenny's language.